This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I cannot begin to tell you, one, how much I hate for being right. I hate being right. Two, how disgusted I am with gun grabbers. At this particular point, if it comes down to a civil war, okay. Because here's the problem I have with this. We have two groups, and, you know, I didn't make these groups. See, the leftists specialize in categorizing and labeling people. And in doing so, they create a victimized voting bloc. So, you know, we have the LGBT community. We have the black victim community. We have the poor victim community, the student victim community, the female victim community. You know, there's all kinds of little subsets of humanity. Although it's all humanity, you know, really, truly. And two of their protected entities. Because, golly gee, Islam is the religion of peace. Two of their protected entities ended up in the same room the other day, which was going to happen. It was going to happen. What I don't understand about the LGBT community is why you embrace the leftists. Because the leftists have embraced the Muslims, and the Muslims in the Sharia-compliant nations are going to throw you off of a building or stone you to death or cut your head off or something fun or novel like that. It's not going to have anything to do with your rights, because your rights don't really matter to the leftists. Just your vote. Just your money. That's what matters to the leftists. And if you will look to them for the answers to questions that have never been asked, well, they'll reward you by putting you in jeopardy. We had, and I mean, the details are still coming out. We don't know all of them. I've looked at some of the timelines and everything else. That was a firefight for the ages in the civilian world. I mean, that club looks like something down in downtown Beirut. 50 souls dead. 50 Americans dead. I don't remember lumping them into the LGBT category. I served with people like that in the military. Never went around asking, hey, are you gay or heterosexual? We just served together. They never asked me if I was gay or heterosexual. I didn't care about the Puerto Ricans, I didn't care about the Samoans, I didn't care about the Asians or the Hispanics that were in the military. We were all just in the military together with a common goal. Now they're pivoting on bloody shirts, they're pivoting on blood on the leftists are. We're going to be inundated with the it's the gun distraction. And while we're doing that, while we're dealing with the distraction, let's look at what has recently come to pass on the left for acceptable political action. Because what they hate to admit is that before one of their own engages in violence, as this particular pilgrim was and is and did, whether on a street in Chicago or at a Republican campaign event or a nightclub in Orlando, the myriad other deviations from psychological normal must have had to occur. Well-adjusted intellectual people do not default to violence to achieve their goals. That's the last step. Sort of. It's difficult to know where to start, so let's start with an interesting confluence. The Orlando shooter was both a radicalized Muslim and a Democrat. Has anyone else noticed that it's getting increasingly difficult to tell the difference between the two in terms of methods and tactics in pursuit of their ideological goals? Perhaps it is not coincidental that the leftists who are practiced apologists for militant violent Islamism appear to have become increasingly open to the use of violence by their own street-level followers in advancement of their agenda to try to dismantle this country and its founding principles. That is, they're increasingly using violence as a tool to subvert our incompatible American culture in order to implant their own. Does that sound familiar to anyone aware of radical Islam, the religion of submission? Have you also noticed how leftist members of academia and even some politicians are more comfortable musing about how their political opponents deserve to be tortured or killed for rejecting the goals of these fascists who would murder them for disagreeing with them? Now, in a truly civilized culture, rational people refrain from even broaching a discussion of who should be imprisoned or killed for political disagreement. And the left has begun to step more fully over that forbidden line, albeit much more recently than Islam or Sharia, and it should concern every American who's read a speck of history that leftists are becoming more comfortable both advocating and publicly ignoring acts of violence by their fellows against their opponents. It's going to take some ultra-violence to quell them. Unfortunately, the problem is that people like me are on my side. Even pantsuit Clinton, whose sole redeeming quality used to be that she seemed to have some vague sense of American values, has spoken openly of how she will eradicate constitutional rights that she and her followers simply cannot permit. She's promising a totalitarian dictatorship because she no longer fears punishment or rejection and is being applauded by like-minded zealots. In an uncivilized culture where coercion and violence are acceptable tools of governments, such talk is common among the mental defectives who have declared themselves the cultural and political winners. To them, their opponents are the literal embodiment of all the propaganda they have ever been fed, even when they cannot see or identify a single person in their own experience who demonstrates in person that which they claim to abhor. When the individual they seek to injure or kill is just an illusion they have imposed upon them, you know, that fellow human being, practicing evil as only they have defined it, then everything they can do be justified to their theology, ideology. Welcome back to Germany in the late 30s, or ISIS at the present, and Orlando this past weekend. The Islamists, the radical Islamists, and today's Democrat seem to share the mindset that it's their right to injure or perhaps even kill those who oppose them. And guess what? Guess what? It's coming to us. The fault always lies with the victim of the weapon, but never with the radical who does the harm. So, after all, they rationalize he or she was pushed to act, so any action they were forced to take was understandable, at least to the offended radical. In response to the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, Imam Muhammad Musri equated the terrorist event with mass shooting generally, purposefully ignoring the ideology of the shooter. And then the uber-liberal Sally Cohn tweeted, "Every religion has subgroups of intolerant extremism. You can't tell me the problem is religion. The problem is intolerant extremism." You know what? The problem is that people are getting shot, Sally. Maybe if you were to get involved in something besides pontificating from New York, where you're not going to get hurt or anything, get down there in the dirt. We'll be right back. Oh,
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ah, yes. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance, Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
See me shooting it in a video. I got it from AmmunitionDepot.com. You remember the story a few years back when an endangered bird was eating an endangered fish? Liberals are now faced with a similar conundrum in regard to the event in Orlando. Here we have this member of one liberal protected group, the Muslims, who just killed members of another liberal protected group, the gays. And it just wasn't a handful. It was 50 killed, 53 wounded, 103 people shot. Given the number of Islamic radicals known to exist in this world today, the LGBT community should be very, very nervous here in the United States, given that we're bringing all the Syrians over here, the porous border, the sleeper cells for ISIS, all the other things that their hero, Barack Obama, has put down in on the ground in front of them. Now, this isn't supposed to happen. Both groups are misunderstood and oppressed minorities, deserving of rights and protections beyond those allowed the rest of us. So what's a liberal to do? Well, it's very obvious. There's only one possible answer here. Change the subject. Gun control. Get rid of all the guns and the problem will go away. Ignore the fact that the guns were legally owned by a man who had previously worked as a security guard. Ignore the fact that Islamic radicals want to kill not just gays, but anyone who disagrees with them, including other Muslims who don't toe their radical line. The most important thing is to use the crisis to advance another liberal cause. Now, this cat, who killed at least 50 people, was described by a former colleague as unhinged and unstable, a person who repeatedly made racist, misogynist, and homophobic remarks. Daniel Gilroy, a former police officer, worked as a security officer with G4S Security at the PGA Village Complex in Port St. Lucie. Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen worked the shift right after Gilroy at the complex's South Gate. Gilroy described Mateen as a devout Muslim who brought a prayer mat to work and prayed several times a day. Gilroy told the Kelly File there was not a moment that where he didn't have anger and rage, and he was always loud and cursing. And any time a female or a black person came by, he would just use horrible words. On one occasion, Mateen told him, "I would just like to kill all those," he used the bad word for black people, after a conversation between Mateen and a black man. A few times he mentioned homosexuals and Jewish people, but we didn't deal with them quite as often, so it was mostly women and blacks, because they were the people in front of us. Gilroy told Florida Today that he complained to his superiors several times about Mateen, but they refused to take action because Gilroy claimed Mateen was Muslim. Gilroy said he quit G4S in 2015 after Mateen began sending him dozens of harassing text and phone messages per day. Everything he said was toxic and the company wouldn't do anything. This guy was unhinged and unstable. He talked of killing people. PGA Village resident Eleanor Dory, however, described Mateen to Florida Today as very polite and always a gentleman. She told the paper, "You would never ever think that he would have done anything like this. Scary, scary, very scary." In a statement last Sunday, G4S said Mateen had worked for the company since 2007, had passed a company screening and a background check twice, once when he was hired and again in 2013. They did that when they found out Mateen had been questioned by the FBI, but that the inquiries were subsequently closed. "We were not made aware of any alleged connections between Mateen and terrorist activities and were unaware of any further FBI investigations." Late Sunday, it emerged that Mateen had sent a Facebook friend request to the owner of another gay club, raising the possibility that he may have considered targeting other LGBT night spots in the area. Mika Bass, the owner of the M Hotel and the Revere nightclub, told the East Orlando Post that Mateen sent him the friend request late last week. He recognized Mateen's picture after he'd been identified as a shooter at the Pulse nightclub early Sunday. Bass said he deleted Mateen's friend request after noticing that his friends had Arabic writing on their Facebook pages. He thought it was a mistake. Bass and his business partner had closed Revere Thursday and planned to only make it available for private events. Bass told the Times, "I feel terrible. I'm hoping that my staff didn't end up at Pulse. If we had not closed for restructuring, we very well could have been the target this weekend." He added that he had notified the FBI about Mateen's social media activity and was examining video footage to determine whether the gunman or any possible acquaintances, accomplices, visited the club in recent weeks. See, at this particular point, when this article came out, this guy didn't even know the whereabouts of his employees. And they're already jumping on the guns. This is a result of pandering to everyone. This is a result of looking out there on the fruited plain, on the television tubes, in the few moments when he's out there without his teleprompter, looking out there and saying, everything is okay. You want to be a non-gender, be a non-gender. You want to be a Muslim, be a Muslim. This guy wasn't being a Muslim. He wasn't in Islam or anything. He was full of hate. He was full of hate. But where did the hate come from? That's what you got to ask. Being hateful is, you know, that's fine. I'm sure he was hateful. But why was he hateful? That's the thing you have to ask. Everybody wants to know the motive. I want to know the motive. I know what the motive was. I know what the motive was. This guy was all about ISIS. ISIS likes to kill people. They like to kill, you know. They get a kick out of killing gay people. Okay. He went out and he did it. He did it. He did it after he passed every background check known to man. Known to man. So much for the background check preventing anything. Background checks and your record, your snapshot of your life right now, everything about us is a temporary measure. At any given moment, any one of these people that have to go through the background check can, you know, all we have to do is look at their background, where they come from, what they're following. You know, somebody named Bob Smith could turn into a Muslim tomorrow and want to follow ISIS and the Imam and everybody else. And he could be just as radical, even though he doesn't have that background. And when somebody's radicalized, well, it's pretty apparent, even if Miss Dory couldn't figure it out. If it wasn't so predictable, it would be humorous. But this is not the last time this is going to happen. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is just the latest time. Now what do we do? That when we get back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the calls. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Coming from the desk of former Representative Alan West, newly minted NRA board member, we have this, and I am going to read it to you verbatim as he has written it, so that means that I will only be using the words he uses, and I won't be adding any of my embellishments to it. President Barack Hussein Obama, on behalf of true Americans, I want to inform you that we will not follow your unconstitutional executive order. We, the American people, have no other recourse than to resort to civil disobedience. We have no representatives in Washington, D.C. who will stand, and the Supreme Court has failed us as well. You have embraced violent protest movements in America, such as Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter. We are not lowering ourselves to that despicable progressive socialist rules for radicals model. We, the people, are just telling you no. We will now be sending you emails and social media posts as well as calling our White House to say one word, no. And if you persist and take the same course of action as Xerxes,
We will give you a two-word response. Molan Labe. This is your final year as President of the United States, so let us come to an agreement. You leave us alone, and we, the American people, will let you stay and finish your term. Heed these words of counsel. Our American blood is descended from men and women who rejected tyranny, so shall we honor their memory. If you do not wish to honor your oath to the Constitution and protect us, we shall protect ourselves. And never forget the oath we American warriors take to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I beseech you, do not come down on the wrong side of American history. Do not come out into the East Room and issue those executive orders, which you know very well are not constitutional. America is a constitutional republic, not a constitutional monarchy, and we are not ruled by edict. We have a system of checks and balances, separation of powers, and co-equal branches of government. If you cannot govern this nation according to its principles and establish laws, then tell us so and kindly vacate the office. Nothing you are proposing by this executive action has any relevance to recent incidents. You have released countless criminals, and now you wish to restrict law-abiding citizens' right to keep and bear arms. Go to your hometown in Chicago, take a walk this evening on Washington in Washington, D.C., or drive up to Baltimore if you want to rectify gun violence. But as a proud gun owner, husband, dad of two daughters, a third of four generations of American combat veterans, a former member of the U.S. Congress, and an American, I am simply telling you, stand down. I don't know which executive order he's talking about. I don't even know when that was put out. The problem with Obama, this could have come out a while back. Could have come out a while back. Being asked in the chat room, have any of our non-gun-owning friends reached out to us? In their opinion, are we part of the problem or the solution? I don't have anybody that I know that doesn't own guns that would reach out to me. Sunday, Obama got out there and he said, we stand with the people of Orlando, trying to be presidential. He didn't take any questions from the press, but he did share what he's learned after speaking with FBI Director James Comey. We know enough to say that this is an act of terror and an act of hate. The FBI is on the scene in Orlando along with law enforcement. They've reached no definitive judgment, but are sparing no effort to learn all the facts. What is clear, Obama said, is that the shooter was a person filled with hatred. It's an especially heartbreaking day, he said, for lesbians, gays, and those that identify as transgender. Not for the rest of us, of course. We don't care that Americans got killed. Do you get that? Just for them. Pulse, the gay nightclub where the gunman opened fire, was more than a nightclub, the president said. It was a place of solidarity and empowerment. This is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American is an attack on all of us. Right after he divided us, he comes back to that. No act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans. But he also had to reference the weapons the gunman used to commit his crime, lamenting how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon in America to shoot up a movie theater, school, nightclub, etc. We have to decide if that's the kind of country we want to be. He said he called Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer to convey America's deepest condolences. This could have been any one of our communities, he said. As a country, we will be there for the people of Orlando today, tomorrow, and beyond. He thanked the first responders and police for their sacrifices that saved countless lives and prevented Sunday's massacre from becoming an even greater tragedy. And said, may God continue to watch over this country. I wonder if he meant to say Allah. The only thing that bugs me about Obama is all of that was a lie. All of that was a lie. This was an act of terror, and it was an act of hate, and it was motivated by radical Islam. That's the part he leaves out. He's going to have to, you know, in the dreams of his father, which he had Bill Ayers write for him, he told Bill Ayers to write in there, if Islam is painted into a corner, I will have to stand with Islam. Well, you're going to have to either stand with it, brother, or you're going to have to disavow it. You don't get to get out there and just change the words. That's not going to work out. That's just not going to work out. This year you've gotten out there, I think it was this year, you have gotten out there and said there's nothing sweeter than the call to prayer in Islam. That call to prayer is interpreted by a lot of guys in a lot of different ways, and a lot of them go to places like the Pulse Club and kill a bunch of people. It's happening all over the Middle East right now. Being Middle Eastern and being Muslim is not a get-out-of-jail-free card with ISIS. They've been killing a lot of their own lately. Getting out there and not, you know, this guy is supposed to be leading the country. And I know he doesn't have it in him. This is nothing new to me. But, I mean, every time he gets up there and blows a chance to be a leader, I just want to slap him out from behind his lectern. You know, I can't stand, especially me now, I can't stand wasted moments in time. I want to live. My minutes, I want them to be full. And this guy, this game these politicians play, this has nothing to do with living. This is just maintaining status quo. You know, and interestingly enough, for some reason, he did not cry at this thing. Why didn't he cry at this? And I'll tell you why he didn't cry, LGBT community, who happens to be American. You're American. Okay? Could you attach that to your first? He didn't cry because he doesn't care that you're dead. He doesn't care that your number got hurt, that you got culled over the weekend. He doesn't care about that. This is good for him. This is good. He's tap dancing in the bloody clothing of your brethren. And you're backing him. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Pantsuits at it. It has already begun. They haven't even identified all the people dead yet, as far as I know, and the anti-gun commentaries have been pouring in because that makes perfect sense in the wake of a likely terrorist attack. And this. Here comes Pantsuit. She's used this incident and called for a new assault weapon ban. I joined Americans in praying for the victims of the attack in Orlando, their families, and the first responders who did everything they could to save lives. This was an act of terror. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies are hard at work, and we will learn more in the hours and the days ahead. For now, we can say for certain that we need to redouble our efforts to defend our country from threats at home and abroad. That means defeating international terror groups, working with allies and partners to go after them wherever they are, countering their attempts to recruit people here and everywhere, and hardening our defenses at home. It also means refusing to be intimidated and staying true to our values. This was also an act of hate. The gunman attacked an LGBT nightclub during Pride Month. To the LGBT community, please know that you have millions of allies across our country. I am one of them. We will keep fighting for your right to live freely, openly, and without fear. Hate has absolutely no place in America. Finally, we need to keep guns like the ones used last night, which I... Does anybody even know what was used? Does anybody have any idea? I don't know. I know he bought a handgun and a long gun of some nature. I don't know what he bought. He probably bought an AR-15. Okay. But she says, finally, we need to keep guns like the ones used last night out of the hands of terrorists or other violent criminals. This is the deadliest mass shooting in the history of the United States, and it reminds us once more that weapons of war have no place in our streets. This is the time to stand together and resolve to do everything we can to defend our communities and country. Weapons of war. Here we have pantsuit mimicking the New York Times. We're in their op-ed that said such weapons like the AR-15 should be banned, and the Americans who own such weapons should give them up for the good of their fellow citizens. Everybody I know owns one, and everybody I know didn't shoot anybody this past weekend. Then we have this. Certain kinds of weapons like the slightly modified combat rifles used in California. Listen, a rifle that exists in California is not by definition an assault weapon. It is a California compliant semi-automatic rifle. And what they discovered is one of these rascally things that seems to evade them no matter what they, and you know, they have to know this, but you know, one of the things that stays on that weapon is a barrel. And as long as a bullet can be ejected from the barrel at high velocity, it's a dangerous thing. But these were not combat rifles used in California. And then the certain kinds of ammunition. All of this must be outlawed from civilian ownership. It is possible to define those guns in a clear, effective way. And yes, it would require citizens who own these kinds of weapons to give them up for the good of their fellow citizens. Bite me, New York Times. Come and get it. Come down out of the hallway of the New York Times and get out here and attempt. Make that move. To come and take them. If you think you have the stones. Everything that you're out there describing that you want to do is going to mean that somebody's got to go and do it. President Obama used that phrase as well when Robert Louis Deere opened fire at a Planned Parenthood Center in Colorado last year. As many observed after his arrest, Deere was totally insane. In fact, in May, he was ruled incompetent to stand trial. Yet the fact remains that when the left uses the phrase weapons of war, they're talking about the AR-15 rifle, which if somebody got out there and issued that to me as I'm headed out the door, if an armorer tries to hand that to me, I'm getting court-martialed because I'm going to beat him to death with that AR-15 because that's not a war weapon. You know, the fact remains that rifles and shotguns are rarely used in any kind of crime. But then we get this. I'll find out where it comes from. The assault weapons for sale in the U.S. now aren't really weapons of war. Many people mistake these firearms for machine guns capable of shooting multiple rounds of ammunition with a single pull of the trigger. The federal government banned the sale of machine guns to civilians in 1986. Not actually banned them, they just sort of made them so rare that nobody can afford them anymore. San Bernardino terrorists attempted unsuccessfully to go fully automatic with one of their weapons. Around the same time the machine gun ban went into effect, gun makers started marketing ordinary rifles that looked like military machine guns. These rifles are easy to use, even for beginners. They're accurate, have a little kick, and, you know, as a matter of functionality, these guns are just like other rifles. They're more powerful than some handguns and rifles and less powerful than others. They're semi-automatic, a technical term that applies to the way rounds are chambered, not to the way the guns fire and function. Many handguns are semi-automatic, too. Military-style rifles fire only one round for each pull of the trigger. 300 million-plus guns did not fire at those people, liberals. That day was a horrific day for the country. It was a reminder that you guys have let bad guys into this country, and now we're going to have to figure out a way to root them out and deal with them. There was going to be no new law that honors the tenets of our Constitution that would have prevented this ghastly act. And the anti-gun left shouldn't use it to rehash tired, stale gun control talking points that have zero chance of gaining traction. If anything, we should keep doing what we've been preoccupied with for most of the past 10 years, which is buying guns and lining up for their carry permits. Our carry permits, the bodies of the victims haven't even all been identified, and the families of the victims have yet to grieve. Why are we talking about gun bans? I know why, but this battle has been fought before. A full detail of the AR-15's weapon system has been spoken about at length. And the anti-gun left lost that fight. Will mass shootings continue to rise? There are some people who say so, though they're still rare and account for only 1% of all firearm fatalities. That doesn't make them any less terrible. But it does get blown out of proportion by the anti-gunners for all the wrong reasons. That many people get killed every weekend in Chicago. For now, let's take a moment and pray for Orlando. Because we're going to clash with the other side again, for sure. And those souls that died in Orlando had nothing to do with this fight. They're just pawns in it, unwitting, don't know about it. Perpetrator of the attack, Omar Mateen, well, he got... I don't know how many times he got perforated, but I hope he got perforated a lot. So, all of you gun grabbers, all of you tweeters and everything else, all of you who think doing something on social media is doing something, you're typing. And people are reading it. That's not doing anything. If you come and try to do something, we're going to do something. And I mean, we're trained on that. We're practiced on it. You're going to get out of your league very shortly. And when you get out of your league, well, there is no league of your own for you in that particular moment. There simply will not be. It will be bad. If you target fellow Americans like the people that you have let in here, well, we'll be coming. We'll be coming to meet you. When you're marching for us, you won't have to look very far. We'll meet you. In the meantime, say a prayer for the lost souls of Orlando. It's time to have a good time. Evil came to visit. Let's go to hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.